We talk a lot about Apple on this show, and perhaps it's time we talked a little bit more about the accessibility of Android. I guess you guys agree with that. Are either of you Android users?
No.
Not really. I have an Android phone, but I don't profess to like it.
Okay, well, one man is here to change our minds on this. He's called in. Steve Nutt is from Computer Room Services. Hi, Steve. Thanks for joining us.
You're welcome.
I think it'd be good to open up the discussion on Android a little bit. We've talked a lot about Apple products here on Tech Talk, and we've talked a lot about all the different kinds of accessibility functions that they have. I don't think many people realise that Android itself is also quite accessible, and you're a bit of an expert on this.
Expert. I never like the word expert because there's always somebody that knows more than me. But I've been on Android for about 3 years, and I've seen it grow up from not being very accessible to being kind of accessible. And now I would contend that it is equally accessible to iOS. And I would challenge anyone to tell me otherwise.
Ah, no, that's a challenge and a half. That one, Steve.
Oh, step up.
So, you know, let's talk through that then, because what you're saying, the premise you're putting forward there is that compared to an Apple iPhone or an iPad or, you know, even the Macs, you're saying that Android is up there with them.
I am. I'm saying that Android is... I'm not comparing it with computer-based operating systems. I'm talking about, if you're comparing Android and iOS, 6 months ago, even a year ago, I would have said that there were areas where iOS was substantially better. Now, because of the improvements that they've made in the latest version of TalkBack and the latest version of the web views, I would say they're equally as good, if not sometimes Android is better on the web and sometimes iOS is better on the web. But I don't know. There's not a case for me now where you can say one is weaker than the other. I think it's more a lifestyle choice.
And that's a good thing, isn't it, Steve? Because, you know, that's the whole point.
It's a very good thing, yes.
The whole point is we want more choice.
Just to be clear, I do use iOS and Android, so I do kind of, you know both operating systems pretty well, and I prefer Android in my personal day-to-day work.
I'm just stunned. I am. No, look, I don't want to get into a fight over it, but I think a lot of people...
Can I just ask you, Sean, have you actually used Android?
Well, I have, but this is something I want to get onto, is that I've used the low-end Android devices. Now, the whole thing with Android that I find is that the fragmentation of the market, you got low end. I mean, if you use a Samsung S7 Edge phone, the accessibility on that is great. But you use a Nexus 7 from 2013, and the accessibility is so laggy that I struggle with that.
That's bought an a Samsung 7-inch tablet, and the accessibility is great. I've got a Wiley Fox Swift that only costs £129, and the accessibility is great. They're all on Marshmallow, and it's because of the earlier versions of Android rather than the actual devices.
Yeah, that could be. But again, you see the fragmentation in Android.
The difference is that you and I are different in the sense that I use both operating systems every single day, almost. So in other words, I use Android. I don't just play with it. I use it.
Yeah, but that's the point, though, isn't it? I mean, you know,
it's fighting talk.
but here's the thing.
It is fighting talk. Yeah, I agree. But you know, the amount of people who say to me, "Yeah, I'm an iOS user, but you know, I dabble with Android a bit. And it's really not accessible." And then as soon as you ask, more searching questions, you find where the failings are because they don't know the operating system.
But here's the thing, Steve. The thing is that from a user perspective, you know, when you use something and it works for you, that's great. But of course, a lot of people aren't going to take the plunge into a new ecosystem like Android if they don't know or aren't sure if it's going to work for them. And you know, I know that's easy for me to say, and easy for you to say that it works really well, and for me to say, well, there's issues. But you know, somewhere in between all that,
the big problem is, Steve, that even, and you just admitted yourself you're guilty of it talking about Apple, the problem is that organizations for and of the blind, and I wouldn't name any, but organizations for and of the blind say, oh, if you really want the best accessibility, you must get iOS. And when you come down to it, when you actually speak to those people, which I've done, they say, well, I don't know Android. I mean, I've sort of dabbled with it a little bit. So I think people, because Android wasn't accessible at the start and iOS was, I don't think people are giving it a chance.
Well, I mean, organisations like ourselves at RNIB, you know, really do push both. I mean, you know, we don't push one agenda or the other, and I think that's important. You know, when we
I've never heard RNIB really push Android. I've heard them push iOS more than Android.
Well, we certainly, I know now, especially with all of the Online Today projects and Technology for Life and all of the different things we do, we don't push any product, actually. We give people a choice and say, look, these are the options available to you. And that's the way it should be.
I think there are, I mean, the trouble is as well, there are apps that work, and the reason I've got both is that there are apps that work better on Android than iOS, and there are apps that work better on iOS, you know, than Android than iOS. And it's a bit like apps that work better with Window Eyes than JAWS, and work better with JAWS than Window Eyes, and it's the same kind of thing. You know, what screen reader would you recommend for accessibility? Most people go, oh, yeah, you've got to have JAWS. But, of course, NVDA are just as good now, and Window Eyes is just as good. So it's the same, really, it's the same debate, you know.
Yeah, it is. I think, though, you know, for me, it's about choice. You know, and what I've always felt, I had a play with a Samsung phone, and I'm not singling out Samsung in any way, but, you know, Samsung was one device I tried. I think it was an S7. And I found that the accessibility on it was just a bit clunky. And I thought, eventually I may get used to this. But I would consider myself quite, you know, a knowledgeable guy when it comes to this stuff, quite keen to pick it up quickly.
But again, I
understand
the question,
technology.
Is it clunky because you're used to iOS gestures? You know, the problem I find with people coming from iOS is that they want Android to look like iOS and it doesn't.
I will say there's that case of what you're familiar with. It's a bit like going from Windows and Mac. You've got that argument there. People love VoiceOver on the Mac. People hate VoiceOver on the Mac. You know that Windows is better. There is a slight issue with that.
Absolutely. And if you've been using iOS for 3 years and then you say to me, I'm going to pick up an Android phone, you're onto a loser. Right?
Exactly.
Because
carry on.
You know, I mean, I've had this discussion with Jackie. I'm sure she won't mind me saying it, but she bought an Android phone and prefers iOS. And I'm really betting it's because of the gestures and things like that. Because, you know, I mean, I don't like the rotor gesture on iOS, but she don't like the downrights and the uprights and things like that. I'm used to those. So, you know, it's the way you use it. I don't think it's a ease of use thing. I think it's just a, you know, my slippers are comfortable, so why should I change the thing?
Well, yeah, and you're absolutely right in that you live with it. I have just played with it. I found it, I couldn't get on with it. I must admit, I found it clunky as well. I put that down to the speed of the device. But I gave up. So, I mean, if I persevered with it, then it may have been great. But the thing is, with Android, is accessibility just isn't about the software. It's about the price. I went on a course recently, and everyone there had Android phones. Because it was the cheapest way to get on the accessible smartphone, you know, ladder.
I will say, though, I do find but we sell an Android phone, for example, for 129 quid, and it's accessible out of the box.
Yeah, that's right. And it's always great to have that there. Not everyone can afford, you know, no way about it. An iPhone is expensive.
Yeah, and you know, this is the key. This is exactly my point. It's about choice, and it gives people an option. Some people just, we said this on the show, I don't know how many times, Steve. Not everyone can go out there and buy an iPhone. And, you know, that is exactly why it's important that the technology is available. But
Steve? I'm trying to get away from this them and us, you know, my phone's better than your phone debate, and my phone's a religion, and my screen reader's a religion, and it must work because I'm double tap it and not single tap it, which is what I see all the time. When that's not true at all, you know, it works different for different people.
Yeah, and this is what I'm saying. The point is that we have to make as much information available about these products. And I don't think, and I think this is maybe partly the problem, I don't think the knowledge about Android phones and their accessibility is as known as certainly it is now with Apple and VoiceOver, especially, and it has to come from the blind community, because let's be honest, you go into a shop, you go to buy a new phone, and you say, which phone's more accessible, iPhone or Android? And, you know, the spotty guy behind the counter doesn't have a clue. He's like, well, you know, I don't know, they're all accessible.
You can't use any of them, you can't
actually,
see.
Actually, the likelihood is that if you go into, you know, just any sort of shop, they're going to turn around and say, well, actually, I didn't know there was speech on either a device, so
fair though here? I went into a store, just asking if I can have a look at a phone, an Android phone. I didn't say anything about, you know, why I wanted to use it on blind and accessible and everything else. He saw me with my white cane and I said, can I have a look at this phone? And he said, yeah, I'll turn talkback on for you.
Well, that's fabulous. That's
quite
great,
impressive, isn't it?
But that, I don't think that's the majority of cases. I'd like it to be the case.
It's an unusual case, don't get me wrong, but it is happening. It's starting to happen. And he turned talk back on for me, and I was able to play with the phone like anyone else in the shop and say, yeah, I want that phone, and walk out with it.
Well, in the situation where I mentioned to you using the Samsung phone, that is exactly what I did. I showed the guy in the store what I'd done and how he could turn it on for other people. Maybe it's up to us to do a bit of that. I mean, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be up to us to sell our own products, sell their own products to us. But at the same token, if we do have some knowledge on it, maybe we should share it. And then,
see, my view on this is that the shop owners shouldn't have to know about accessibility. I mean, although blind people can't always do it themselves, their families can get on the internet, and if you go to applevis.com and if you go to inclusiveandroid.com, you'll get the same information from Inclusive Android that you'll get from AppleVis, if you know what I mean. AppleVis is the iPhone side of, you know, what apps are accessible and what not and how you turn it on. And Inclusive Android is getting bigger and bigger, and they've got walkthroughs and audio tutorials and all kinds of things. So there's a lot more information out there now about Android than there was even a year ago.
Can I just ask you about Braille with Android? Am I right in saying that Braille is not as, you know, as good yet as it is on iOS? I'm not saying that it's great on iOS either, because I think there are issues, but what is the current state of play with Braille?
I'm going to be controversial, Jackie, now, and I'm going to say that Braille on Android is as good as iOS, almost.
Okay.
I say almost because the one app that you can't read in Android is the Kindle, right? And that's really a problem between Android and the Kindle, and I don't know the answer yet. But the reason I say that is that Braille on iOS is a lot more sluggish than Braille on Android.
Right.
But on the other hand, with Braille on iOS, you can input in grade 2.
Yes.
So Braille's a bit more of a difficult beast because you've got grade 2 contracted, you've got uncontracted Braille, and so on. And iOS, because iOS translates to grade 2 as you type, it makes it more sluggish.
Yes, it is very sluggish. I was using it this morning, and I actually find it rather irritating, to be honest.
Braille back is easy. You know, as soon as you hit the key, it works. So, to be honest, I'd sooner not have the translation. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Again, it's a user choice thing. So it's not fair to say that Android Braille isn't as good as iOS, but it is fair to say that in certain instances, Android Braille isn't as good as iOS. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah, I understand.
Well, here's my take on this, guys. I think we have to come together. We have to unify and say, let's no longer talk about them and us when it comes to...
Let's hug an Android.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more.
Yeah.
And I do both Android and iOS training. And I also try and find out people's needs when, you know, because we sell technology and products. And I try and find out people's needs. And, you know, if you just want something that just works without any tinkering at all, I always nearly always say to people, go for iPhone if you can afford it.
Yeah.
But on the other hand, I think Android, and this really is the last thing I'll say on the them and us debate, really. I think Android has got a pretty poor press of its 2016 accessibility then. Let's say that. Even 2015, it was pretty good. But... and Google I.O. is going to reveal some even more interesting stuff because I'm testing the preview build of Android N, which is even more interesting.
When is that coming out, Steve, Android N?
We don't know yet. We don't even know what N stands for yet.
I wonder if it's Nutella.
I think, in fact, I asked Victor Theron, who's one of the TalkBack developers, what does N stand for? He said it stands for not telling you.
Yeah. He said,
good.
Not telling you.
Exactly.
So even I don't
There's
know
a clue
yet,
there.
And I'm fairly inside beta testing and Android and things like that.
Well, I have to say, you know, the best thing to do is get in touch with Steve. He'll give you some real impartial advice when it's purchase time. Although what to do is when you call Steve up at Computer Room Services, tell him you're a huge iPhone fan. Steve, thank you for joining us here on Tech Talk.
You're welcome. Cheers, then. Bye.